Welcome to Strong Black Legends, the show where we give flowers to the legends of film and television, brought to you by Netflix and Strong Black Lead. Each week, we talk with the folks that paved the way for us to imagine what was possible on and off screen. I am your host, pre-number one music video on 106 and Park, Tracy Clayton. I know that that does not make any sense because I am not, as rumored, a music video. It's also not Freestyle Friday, but I don't know. Shout out to Free. Free, where you at, girl? Call me. Okay, y'all, I can barely believe that I get to say what I'm about to say, but I know y'all know about the iconic Jack A. Harry, but what y'all know about Jack A. mother heckin' Harry? Oh my gosh!
I don't like that word legend, you know.
Oh, let's talk about that because it's the title of the show, so why don't you like the term legend?
Legends don't get laid.
Dear Diary, the date is November 14th, 2015. Somewhere in America, a young brown girl tweets, quote, "Yo, if I don't grow up to be Jack A. Harry, my whole life will have been for nothing," end quote. If you haven't guessed it yet, friends and family, that young brown girl was me. Introspective Moesha Diary entry aside, Jack A is my idol because she was everything that I aspire to be, especially since I've hit 30 and I've matured and I'm now a woman of a certain age. I feel like I really, really understand now more than ever how important she is, right? She's sexy, she's smart, she's witty, and she's funny, and she is desirable, which black women rarely get to be. And she's not a size 3, but she's not the quote-unquote fat friend that's in every movie. You know what I mean? Like, Jack A. Harry is my Marilyn Monroe. Her career spans decades. I am talking about longevity. Please get into it. I'm trying to. Please pray for me on my journey, y'all. Not to make this about me, but, you know, just keep me in your hearts and prayers. From 227 to Sister, never knew how much I missed ya. Thank you. Right now, she's starring on The Cool Kids and Tyler Perry's The Pains. And I mean, if your Twitter stream does not have Jack A. Harry in it, why are you on Twitter? Take some time to think about it. Look at your life. Look at your choices. This interview was one of the most blissful things I have ever done in my life, and I truly hope that the joy and the carefreeness that I felt in my heart hits you directly in the center of your eardrums and then your soul, because they say your eardrums are the window to your soul. Listen, let's move on. We talked about the industry and regrets and whether or not she'd adopt me. Things got a little awkward there. Still don't know what to do about it. Gonna have to take a listen to figure out what I mean. Enjoy.
I can barely believe that I am sitting inches, feet. I don't know. I can't do spatial estimation. I can't believe that I'm sitting across the table from Miss Jack A. Harry. I'm just gonna scream the whole time. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's okay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey. Thanks for having me.
I want to know what baby Jack A was like. Like, did you just like come out of the womb funny and just like amazing?
No, shy, very shy, quiet, singing along to the radio. My earliest memories, maybe 7 or 8, singing along to the radio, the actual radio in the house. Yeah. We didn't have, yeah. And TV bug, baby. Bug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Still am.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. 24/7.
What are your favorite shows?
Today? Well, I have a lot of cable, but I like documentaries. But my favorite show right now is Ray Donovan.
Is who?
Ray Donovan is on Showtime. I hate to mention other, you know, but it's a series. But anything Mahershala Ali does, I'm doing True Detective.
Gosh.
So that's,
oh,
I'm into True Detective, Manifest. Yeah. Uh-huh. But these are just for, because I like action movies.
Me too. Like, I want to see something blow up.
Yeah.
And I also don't like movies.
And the camera move.
You know?
Jason Bourne.
Right. But take off the glasses as you walk away from the explosion.
I
like documentaries.
I went to the Pan African Film Festival and I saw Ali, The Comeback. You know. And they had a couple of other movies. I really love films.
So you were super, super shy as a kid. How'd you end up acting? Like, did you grow out of it? Did you break out of it? Did you act?
I was a member of the Glee Club from the age of 6, 5, you know, singing. Mm-hmm. And all through school, all the way up. So I got to junior high and I, got in the play, mm-hmm. school play. Mm-hmm. And the first one was Oklahoma. I didn't get the lead in that. I was love mad.
Oklahoma. That would have been revolutionary.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Then I didn't get the lead because I was crying because I was so good. They said, no, you're not a senior. So I got there and I did The King and I got on stage and I was great. Mm-hmm. And I got the applause and that's when I came. But I still was shy. Applause. I couldn't speak out. Uh-huh. Then I went and got acting lessons with Dick Anthony Williams at Henry Street Settlement. Mm-hmm. And they taught me, you know, we call monologues and things and how to get up in front of people and talk. Wow. It took a year and a half for me to get up. But when I broke, I was magic. Perhaps, and that's what you have to do if you're going to do it. Because even now you have some actors who are shy, but I can speak in front of anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but don't ask me to do stand-up. Mm, you know, mm-hmm. I'm strong on anything. I'm a confident woman. But stand up,
that's a different beast. That is a different monster. Oh. And I tell people all the time, like, being funny on Twitter is one thing. Standing in front of a crowd and trying to make them, I don't understand how anybody does it.
But I was a sweet kid and really nice. And I still am, you know.
Yeah.
Bookworm, you know, nerdy, corny. But I had a nice, you know, I'm a baby boomer, so I had a nice growing up period. Not tumultuous, you know, nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Yeah. To speak up, I was a really sweet kid. Mm-hmm.
So, Sandra, who you played on 227, was not shy at all.
Nice. That's right.
At all. Was it difficult to, like, bond and connect with that character? Like, how much of Sandra was you and how much of it was, like, pre-planned by someone else?
No, all planned by me. I picked it, but it was Mae West. Girlfriend Val Jean thing, she had that sound. She talked like this too. She had a nasal problem, sinus problem. Talking like that, maybe, and Lucille Ball. So that's what I went in as, you know. And I thought I just drew it for a bit and I got typecast. And yes, I have regretted it. People have had to talk me out of it. I don't regret it now. But
you said you don't regret it now, but you did.
For years. Mm-hmm. Over 20 years, over 25 years. Because I was a great actress. I had a choice.
Yeah.
I was going to be like Diana Sands, the late Diana Sands, who was in the original Raisin in the Sun. Mm-hmm. She played, you know, she died at 35 cancer. She was a great actress. Wow. That was my role model. You know, the kind of actor I wanted to be. She would have won the first Academy Award without a doubt. That's right. That was my role model. Mm-hmm. And then, I sing, I dance. So I did musical theater. And then I got 227 and I became this. I thought I'd just do it a bit and going back to New York and do what I was doing. Had a boyfriend, play, job, movie. And I was very successful. I had it going on. I was a size 8, you know.
I heard that.
So I had it all, but I had it all for 3. And then success takes courage. Because I didn't even think about it. If I thought about it, I might not have done it. You know, everybody can't handle it.
I know, that's right. There are some days I'm just like, I don't know if I can handle it.
You can handle it. But yeah, and you know, staying grounded, I don't believe in that. You just have to stay in it. Or leave it alone.
Yeah.
It can be overwhelming.
Stay in it or leave it alone. I'm going to get that tattooed somewhere.
Yes.
So, related to TV versus, or the comedic role versus the dramatic role, have you like thought about how your career may have been different? Like, how do you think it would have been different?
I would have won an Academy Award before Halle. And by I say that with no smidgen of no, by that I mean I really was on track.
Yeah.
And I lamented it, but Essie Payton Murkison, I was like,
oh,
we were at
her.
The Four Seasons, she was here for Emmys or something, we're up in her suite. I was crying. I was like, I'm so glad because she got the nomination. I said, oh, I'm a better actor, I'm a dramatic. They just think I'm funny and I'm a caricature. She took me out on the terrace. She said, you're funny. You do something for our community. She had to shake it out of me because I really wasn't faking it, you know? Uh-huh. And I listened to her, you know, she said, you're giving something. I mean, like you're talking to me now. So yeah. I don't, you know, I really used to get ticked off, you know. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother me now, you know, because I know who I am. But it's a, I always say the first 50 years, you know, you build up to it. And the next half of your life, you know, because 50 used to be old and dead when I was growing up. Now it's the second part of you to do something else. And so I wear the mantle, although I don't like that word legend, you know.
Oh, let's talk about that because it's the title of the show. So why don't you like the word, the term legend?
Legends don't get laid. I see, that was my joke. See, I do jokes. I'm here every Tuesday.
Tip your waitress, everybody. Good night.
Legends don't get laid, but legends get paid.
That's the, I was going to say.
Because I was doing a show with Loretta Devine and Fabulous and Richard Roundtree. And I've worked with formidable people. And, so I said, it was calling us legend. I said, no, I'd be an icon.
Ooh, icon. Mm-hmm. I think I might prefer that. We're going to have to retitle the show, everybody. No big deal.
In parentheses. Because Jack A said legend. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yep, done. We got it. Record it.
Thank you. You set me up. Bam.
See? We're a perfect pair, don't you think?
Uh-huh, but I don't mind it. I like legends.
Yeah. I consider myself a pre-legend, but now I got to consider whether I want to be paid or laid.
No? You got to go through, you got to get through icon, and then you become, legend is the last step towards Sphinx, pyramids, Tyrannosaurus, Perceptus, Tyrexosaurus.
That one, yes. My favorite dinosaur, by the way.
So stages, yes. I've been with them. The Boneyard, okay.
I had this moment, and I think I tweeted it, but I was like, I can't believe it took me so long to realize that you are, like, what I want to be, you know? Like,
really?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that made me cry. Really? Wow.
I got some tissue. But really, I was just like, she's hilarious and smart and outspoken and just... And also funny. It makes me so mad when people are like, women aren't funny. There are no funny women. I'm just like, how dare you when Jack A is in the world? How dare you?
Well, you know what they mean, though. It's a very male-oriented thing. A stand-up, for sure. Mm-hmm. It used to be a lot more women. Tootie Fields, Lucille Ball. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers. It was a lot. Imogene Coca. I know my history, you know, who did stand-up. And there were women that I can't even name. But I don't know. It's like they... disappeared, and now they're coming back. But the thing with women is it's a female thing. But also, you know, you have these things you can't talk about, aren't allowed. Like men can talk about anything, you know, but women, you have to be careful because people are looking at the woman first and then the comedian. Mm. The man comes on, boom. Yeah, so you got to go right to funny. It's almost like you got to go right to funny, you know? So, it's like Ellen DeGeneres has learned. She goes right to funny.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so but we're getting better. But, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
We're not used to it.
Yes. Who were some of your early comedic inspirations? I feel like you probably just named them.
Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
It's my name. I love Lucy. For real.
Since you said Lucille Ball, I was like, of course. I can see the influence now.
Uh-huh. Mae West, for sure. Mm-hmm. Joan Rivers. Joan taught me to write down everything. Every joke, every ad-lib. And Rodney Dangerfield is my last mentor. We did Ladybugs
together.
Really? Hey, baby, write down everything. Baby, you got to get your mantra. You got to get your mantra, baby. No respect, baby. That's him. I got no respect. I don't know. Dice. You know.
Yeah.
You got to have your man. Mine, of course. And when you do it, people copy it. I know you copy it. And keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And then you put it in there, you know.
Yeah.
You got to hammer it out. And I've learned to do it over and over and over. And it's funny every time. Like this old movie I saw with them. I don't know if you know, he's played a Munster. Ed Munster.
Oh, yeah,
Herman Munster. Mm-hmm. Ed whatever. Mm-hmm. He had this old car 54 where you are. And I saw this old episode. And it was so corny, but he was so handy. And the little guy that played opposite him, the other cop. Learn timing. Timing is key in comedy.
Yes.
Comedy is king, but timing. You know what they said. If you don't, you have it or you don't.
Right.
That's why it's so hard to be funny.
You also have to be really smart to be funny, which I'm not saying that men aren't smart, but I'm going to move on to the next question from there.
Okay.
Let's talk about Sister Sister. You mentioned the twins earlier. You don't want to talk about Sister Sister.
Some girls won't leave me alone.
Oh, what That's do you why mean?
I love those girls.
Aww.
For real.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So did you come to feel like their actual mother while you were playing?
No.
No?
No, let's get that clear.
Okay.
Look, I'm just getting used to being a grandmama, so you know. I got a grandbaby. I love those girls,
mm-hmm.
but they're women to me, and they're individuals. So it wasn't like a mom, but a mentor, definitely. Yes, And I still do.
What I super super love is a quote that you said in a previous interview. Quote: "Can I be a mom and still get to be a slut?"
Right.
What's the answer to that question?
That was such a stupid answer, but all I meant was, do I get corny? I had no idea the sister would make me more popular.
Interesting.
See?
Uh-huh.
So I was one-sided, right?
Yeah.
Because when you get a mother, that means you're on your way out. But nowadays, it doesn't. See?
Yeah.
See, so when I was growing up, you look at a mother, it's June Cleaver or something more.
Right.
You know, they're just boring. They take care of the husband. And they're not. See, and that's what you're talking about. They're like the sidekick.
Yeah.
And the man does everything. Or the kids do everything.
Exactly. And they're just there to further the story of the guy.
But women take care of the home.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and where would men be without homes?
That's right.
Outside.
Lonely.
Lonely. Lonely and cold. On the street corner.
Oh, you are a little bit. I like
Didn't
that.
I tell you, girl?
Yeah, good girl.
Got some claws. I'm feeling the way. Encourage it. Okay. I'm getting yelled at through my iPad.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is I'm having a ball. How did you get the role for Sister Sister? Or the mom on Sister Sister, sorry.
Audition.
Oh. You still had to audition? Or had to audition for
I still
this?
Do.
What?
That's what I say.
That's insulting.
But you know, I don't have anything bad to say about my career.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
Now, I don't have any, you know, I'm lucky to be, I don't know if you can curse on your program, but.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. No, me, because people say, I said, why you still working? I said, because there's not many good old bitches left.
Come on.
That's what I told Loretta. And by that I mean, you know, Betty White said, she went home, she said, I retired. She said she was home for about 3 weeks. She went, fuck this. You're gonna work till you die. So you know, fly till we die.
Uh-huh.
You know,
if
they break my legs, I'm hanging on to the curtains. So I'm just lucky, fortunate to still be like standing here with you. I mean, it's not everybody ain't able. So
that is true.
Thank God, and I thank you know you young people because that's what keeps you in the mix.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, when I write my movie, you won't have to audition. Right. I'm gonna just call you up, and be like, girl, come
but
on out here.
But audition for it. For huh? Sister Sister.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lot. No, it was Bam Bam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
And so that's why I say I ain't got nothing to say about my career. They tell
that's
me
good.
Right away. It ain't no... They just know.
Uh-huh. What's like your favorite memory from like being on the set of Sister Sister? Like a memorable moment that sticks out?
We did what they call a presentation. Now, a pilot is when they do a full-fledged... It takes longer and they do... see if it gets picked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
TV.
Mm-hmm.
We did a presentation which was 18 minutes as opposed to longer for a pilot.
Okay.
So it was kind of wrong. And they showed it to us. Me, Tim Reed, myself, Tia, and Tamara. And they showed it to us what they were going to give to ABC for the network. And they showed it to us on the screen, and we were watching all four of us after we had finished it. We looked at it, I went, ooh, look at this. I said, we ain't going to be picked up. Tim was like, ooh, that don't look good. Then Tia and Tamara went, we don't look good. What is that? And, you know, sure, it'd be nice. But later on, I said, Tim, what does that look like shit? We laughed so hard. We were like, we ain't going to get picked up.
So did they?
We walked out to the car, got home, picked up.
What? So they didn't like redo the pilot because you all.
No, the presentation.
Oh, the presentation.
See, so they only spent less money.
Oh,
it was just to show them. Like people do sizzle reels.
Uh huh.
So that's what it was. And people still do so it's just shortened. And it was instant.
Mm.
Who knew? And I was like, see, you never can tell.
You know.
Let it go, turn it loose.
Mm. Give it up, turn it loose.
Oh, you know, see, what you know about? Oh, you know what it is?
Turn it loose.
I see you got secrets,
you
Tracy.
What you mean?
Oh,
what you talk about? Don't hype me up. Do not hype me up. Wait, we only got 2 minutes. So, word on the street is that you and your sister castmates. Nope. Okay. All right. Does that mean it's not happening or you can't talk about it?
No, no, it ain't happening.
Oh. Would you want it to?
I don't think about it.
No?
Nah. Uh-uh.
Any particular reason?
No.
Just ready to do other
no,
stuff?
No, it's legal stuff, so it ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, 227, I'll just give you an example. 227 went into, you know, reruns, and they got into a Columbia Embassy, which owned the show, got into some sort of legal wrangling with the estate of somebody else, and Columbia was included in that package. You know how long it took for them to settle that lawsuit? I'm just starting to get all the residuals.
Wow.
Over 20, so... Dang. Sometimes some stuff gets frozen and legal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, snap. You know, Lerner and Lowe, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and stuff is tied up and, you know, that's all.
Yeah,
that's what
stressful.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Complicated.
I'm not worried, it ain't me. You know.
So. Well, I mean, you said that you're just now getting your residuals, right?
So it's locked up, but I knew the ass. Mm-hmm. So things happen. So, you know, hustle and flow, let it go, do what you do, boom, boom, yak, yak, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in the 90s, TV used to be so black. You know, like there were so many black sitcoms. There was Living Single, there was Martin, there was Sister Sister, there was... What do you think happened? Like, where did all the black shows go? I feel like they left when the CW left.
Yeah, we were in fashion. We go, it's like blaxploitation in the 70s. All those black movies, which were not great, but we enjoyed
them.
Were
necessary also,
right.
You know? Yeah.
You know what? Shaft, The Mac, you can go, Superfly.
On and on.
But I can't look at them now because they're old.
Yeah.
And by old, I mean, you know, digital resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in and then we're out. Like we're in, we're hot, but we always resurface.
Always.
The creativity is so original, you know. But I don't know, black and white people, I'm sorry, we're all the same because we influence each other now. Because I sure have learned something from my little young men.
Oh.
Yes.
Do tell.
Yes. Hmm? Yes, they helped me. Like my fan club, I mean, he's white. Mm-hmm. It's give and take now, and that comes from the evolution and the evolving of people. So I believe in evolving, and that's what's happening. You have to evolve constantly. I just found out what transgender means. It took me 3 years to actually know what it means.
Yeah.
Not to know the word or what they say, what it means, but to actually understand it.
Yeah.
And you have to be that active. So to understand racism, to understand gay rights being, infringed, you have to learn it. It's not, you don't just go, oh, that's wrong because you said it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it. You can fight it.
Right. You have to do a lot of listening, too.
It's like Colin Kaepernick in the NFL. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fight for it. But if you don't understand, you know, you really are confused. So we have to keep people evolving.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you, girl. I feel you.
I'm a little deep.
I mean, a little.
Sometimes I get bored. I'm tired.
No. No, this is fantastic. So... Are we back in style now? Like, is this, are we reliving
the... We never go out of style. Never.
The black 90s?
Hmm? No.
No.
Not yet, because like I said, it's... Okay, you want me to be frank?
Please.
What's happened is, I call it the Judd Apatow effect. You know who that is? Comedy writer?
I do. Mm-hmm.
See, people are trying to do that type of comedy, and it doesn't work for everybody. Everybody can't do that style, that Seth Rogen, that Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
You know how to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Our type of humor. Somebody asked me this yesterday, I believe. It's like you had good times and family matters. We can't do that type of buffoonery acting because we have what? Stereotypes. So that's what's happening. We got to get back in our group because let me tell you, Bernie Mac, he could come back today and have a hit show.
Maybe.
Robin Harris. See, so we're not out of style. It's just that we're now a little too subtly in there. But, you still got funny people. You know what I mean? When they open their mouth, you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I go to comedy shows all, and there's some funny people. So you got to get the right type of show. Because I love Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
You know, see what I mean?
He's
so
hilarious.
It's just, I know what you're talking about. The kind of show has to be addressed.
Yeah. I see.
Got to get writers and execs, you know, and they're coming, you know. So you got Loretta's and her show, Family Reunion, on Netflix. Oh, you already know.
Oh,
see,
we know.
Did I pop that in?
Hi.
Did I pop that in?
Look, I'm professional. Boom, chocolate. We have a professional. In the room at last.
Darling.
Okay, wait, I still got more questions.
Okay, boom.
Also, Josh, can we get a time check somewhere?
I know for Jason, I think gonna kick my butt.
What?
My little boo. Say, you know, I got not to see it.
You bring our boo here?
Jason Weaver. No, I'm saying all my kids. You know how many kids I've grown, Tosh. I see them grow up, and I love their adults, young adults, and I respect them. That's what I said. Tina Turner, I respect them as women. Mm-hmm. They're grown with kids.
I know, they got babies. Cute little, big old, juicy babies.
All of them, yeah, and I treat them. But I always do, I treat kids as adults, too, because that's what they're going to be.
Yeah.
Vicious balls of vengeance.
Listen, you know what I always say? I'm like,
damn kids. Mom. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bring it back.
Okay. You got any kids?
No, I want like 1,000. But I'm waiting on there to be like a better way for them to come into the world. I don't want to. It's.
Girl.
It's not hard.
I just asked one question. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Stop rubbing your knees.
You're right. Later, I'm sorry. Later. I would love some children.
We'll meet at the sushi bar.
All right. We'll talk about it. Okay. Back to the questions. I heard a little bird told me that if you can help it, you never watch yourself on screen. I just talked to Margaret Avery, and we were talking about the same thing. She was like, "Yeah, I watched to see what was cut out, you know, just to see like my performance." Why do you not watch?
See, I don't look at that. Look at that. Why did I, in that mannerism, why did I go that way? Why did I look that way? Mm-hmm. Why not do something different? Too judgmental, too critical.
I hear you.
And,
I don't think I would want to see myself.
Especially not with other people.
Yeah.
It has to be me and somebody I trust.
It took me a long time to get used to the sound
and
of
plus
my voice.
You start doing the same thing.
What do you mean?
You start copying your own self. You know, you become, because everybody goes, she just does the same thing. We turn on, the hardest thing about watching something new, new music, new TV, is if you don't know the person, you really have to pay attention. But if you see somebody like me or somebody you know, you'll leave it right there and be all right with it, see? Mm-hmm. But when somebody knows something, you really have to tune in. Mm. And in this age with all the, we don't know you, we don't care.
Yeah. That's
see,
real.
So it's things like that. So I don't watch myself, so I don't get tripped up. Because I like to do different. And I'm in my grandmother years now, meaning I'm playing roles that I'm starting to enjoy. You know, which is
that has to be exciting.
It's nothing but Jesus, because Lord knows I fought it for years. Then I woke up one day and went, it's all right. I mean, I'm here with you, you know, because normally I would get some myself. What they want, legend? Nobody knows legend, but it works.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Guess what time it is? Rapid fire time. You ready? Since you're already, know what's about to go down. I'm not even going to explain it. Dominoes are spades.
With my razor. Oh, okay. You ready?
Oh!
Okay.
What,
I'm scared.
No. We don't.
Oh, okay.
They're not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dominoes or spades?
Neither one. Those are for children.
Oh. Well.
No.
Gin rummy?
No. Bidwist, baby.
Oh.
Ask me if I play.
Do you play?
No, I don't play. Wait, no, listen. No, I don't play. I teach.
Ooh.
That's how good I am. Okay, boom.
Wow. I need to learn how to play bidwist. I do.
I love it.
Okay, so you're at a function, a black function. Eventually, of course, a soul train line breaks out. It's your turn at the top of the soul train line. What dance are you busting out?
Gang, gang. Dun, 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 dun. You know that. Yes.
Fuck it up. Boom. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's also what Margaret Avery said. I was like, yes.
Her too?
Twerking for the culture. It. Oh, man.
Do what she do. Okay.
Okay. Who is your current celebrity crush?
Brad Pitt. I know Brad hates that answer. I know him though.
Beautiful.
I met him when he was 18.
Fresh and tender.
Acne. Oh, really?
Aww.
He was dating somebody ahead of the class, which is Robin Givens, Holly Robinson, Pete. And that's who introduced him to him. Holly Robinson, Pete. She was Holly Robinson, introduced me to Brad Pitt. Because we were doing 227 Next Door.
Wow.
Yes, at the old Metro Media Studio, 21 Jump Street, 227, and Nell Carter show Give Me a Break. Okay, that's history for you. And that building's no longer there. Yes.
Aww.
See? Small world.
Small world. It's insane.
So he's a celebrity crush, but who I actually want to be with in terms of just be around the whole time, Tiger Woods.
Really? I'm surprised.
I am fascinated. And I love golf. I golf.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like Tiger Woods, and I know we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, but you ain't read all the, you didn't read the diaries, so.
What diaries? Oh. What? Mm, okay. You know.
I don't know, the man in the room, I don't want to be insulted, but the girl say, hey, it's all right. Stop.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that information. I'm just going to go through it. I don't know why that's upsetting to me. I don't know.
Nice butt, too.
Okay. One more question. If it were possible to have one's black card pulled for not being black enough or like liking a thing that's like, you know what I mean? What would your card be pulled for, if anything?
Bougie.
I feel like blackness is, or, I don't know, lots of
bougie. When did bougie get bad? But I am. And that's what I tell you I have feelings about. I do. Yeah. You know, certain things I just do not like. I really don't. I don't like people ain't got money for the dinner tab. Short arms. Maybe that's not bougie, huh? But I have a tendency to look at people and be a little snooty. Just a bit.
Like yes. You meet somebody, you give like the up and down look, you know?
No.
Well, snooty like... Snooty like, what do you mean?
Snooty like they, you know, can't fit in. I always say water seeks its own level. Stay in your own weight class. You know, like when I worked with Loretta last week, you know, we're doing me and Joe Frazier. So I look for that. So that's my card should be pulled for that because that's not fair. But I like people. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about when it comes to my profession, by the way. I'm not Jack Kay, right. But when it comes to acting, I'm pretty much like every other actor, self-absorbed, conceited. We think we're the best.
But you're also self-aware, so that makes it okay.
Yeah, so like I have a tendency to look at other people as going, you can't act. Stuff like that.
Okay, I see.
That's
I
what I meant. Yeah, so they should pull my card for that, because that's wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, I'm inclined to let you keep the card, so. Okay, last rapid-fire question. Tell me one underappreciated black artist that you would like to give flowers to?
Regina Hall.
Oh, but is she underappreciated? I said that, didn't
I? Yes. And I'm just getting hip to her actual talents. Because my first look at her was in that movie with the Best Man.
Yes.
And she's good. And then she did another one. And I said, she's good. But she's a leading actress, and that's the reason I'm saying she's not supporting.
Right, right.
She's a lead, and she should be doing more. She should be like Jennifer Aniston, movie after movie after. She's really, really good, and she can handle it. Because girls should about looking. I was like, that's her movie, and but good for Tiffany. I love Tiffany. I love her. Yeah, but Regina is a leading lady. Gabrielle was too, but timing is everything. This is why it's so important to keep evolving, you know. And so these young women can get these type of lead roles, because I like to see us on screen having a nice, cool life. It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be nice. I don't want to see everybody shot and maimed and 12 years of slave.
Like, it always has to be like trauma. Yeah. They don't want us unless, like,
but I want it good.
Yes.
You know, I grew up with Norma and I like it. I like it. I'm kind of corny that way.
Well, corny's okay.
Okay.
That's how I self-identify. I love it. I feel like that is a perfect stopping point.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for hanging out. And now it's time for Tracy's Flowers. This is the part of the show where I give flowers to a black person or thing or memory because I can. I just can. This week's flowers go to a drum roll, please. Ricky Thompson, yay! So, if you don't know, self-care Instagram is popping. I feel like it's hard to not see a motivational message when you follow certain accounts. Ones that I can think of are Dante Coley, and he is the cutest little thing from Canada. He makes these videos where he just dances his heart out, and then he puts encouraging messages over the top of them, like, you're great, you got this, and then like heart emojis, and like it really does make you feel good
just to see somebody, first of all, who loves doing what he does so much and having real fun. And you get somebody telling you that you can do the thing. You know, that's nice. Another account that I really, really like is called Notes from My Therapist. And this account is run by a therapist, and she shares advice and gives little tips. And this is important because therapy is something that everybody needs, but so few people really have access to it. So it's kind of like this is not a stand-in for a therapist, mind you. Please keep working on that. But one of my favorites of all time is a young man named Ricky Thompson, who is like just the most encouraging and confident young motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
So I just want to say, hey, and that I'm here to stay, and you're gonna be mad every day. Success.
And also, you really gotta go see the videos because he is amazing to watch. It's so cinematic. And he has got the best, most luminous skin I have ever seen in my life. And he's so animated and he moves so gracefully. And so you're looking at actual art while you're getting your confidence boosted. It's amazing. So please make sure you go check him out on Instagram. His handle is Ricky Thompson. That's Ricky with an E. And so, Ricky Thompson, these flowers are for you. Success. Thank you so much for coming back to see me and hang out again this week. Thank you so, so much to who I guess is now my ex-adopted mother, if that's a thing. I don't know. We'll hash it out later. The one and only Jack A. Harry, who you should follow immediately on all the things. On Twitter, you can find her at Jack A. Harry, and that's with two E's and two R's. Shout out to the South. This show is produced by Strong Black Lead and Netflix with Pineapple Street Media. Our music is via DJ Don Will, the hardest working DJ in the podcast business. You can follow him on Twitter at Don Will. I have been your host, pre-media mogul Tracy Jerome Clayton Esquire, and you can find me on Twitter at Broken McPoverty. Please come and say hello. Also, my middle name is not actually Jerome, and I don't even know what Esquire means. Make sure to follow Strong Black Lead on all the socials at Strong Black Lead. If you had fun here with me today, spread the joy, tell a friend, because what the world needs now is joy, sweet joy. So spread the joy, rate and subscribe to Strong Black Legends on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, my people, keep shining like those, like the shiny jumpers that look like aluminum foil that Mace and Diddy used to wear, specifically in the Mo' Money More Problems video. Go watch it now. You're welcome. Mace, Harlem World.